Chapter 7. Learning New Things. I liked these people very much, and so I decided to try to help them. I stopped stealing food from the cottage, and instead I found plants and fruits from the forest. I saw that the young man always spent a lot of his time working hard to find and cut wood for the fire. So, during the night, I used to go into the forest and collect as much wood as I could for him. I remember the first time I did this, the young woman opened the front door of the cottage the next morning. When she saw the pieces of wood, she looked surprised and very happy, and she ran inside and told the other two people, who laughed and cried with happiness. I very much liked seeing and hearing this. I also saw that the young man did not go into the forest that day to work, but stayed near his family and spent a little time relaxing. I was hungry to know more about these people and their world. During the day, I carefully watched and listened to the three of them as they moved about the cottage and garden. I started to understand some of the words that they used a lot, for example, fire, milk, bread, and wood. After a few more days, I knew their names. The young woman was Agatha, or Sister, and the young man's name was Felix, or Brother, and also sometimes Son. The old man was always called Father. I wanted to learn all these words, and so I quietly repeated them again and again to myself in my hut. In the evenings, they often sat near the fire and talked or played music. Felix sometimes took out something small and square, which seemed to be a very special thing. I noticed how he gently touched it and looked after it very carefully. He used to open it and then talk on his own for a long time while the other two listened. I later realized that Felix was reading aloud from a book and that the words were written on the page in front of him. So this was how I spent the whole winter, watching, listening, and learning everything I could from this little family that I had grown to love. Then, one day, I found a small lake in the woods, and I saw myself in the calm, flat water. I was shocked and jumped back. I was ugly and frightening, and I did not look like any of the people I had seen. My heart was heavy, and I returned to my hut worried and upset. Later that night, I decided that I would study harder and learn to speak their language. In this way, I hoped to one day be like them and speak like them so that they would not be frightened of me. Soon, the weather started to change and become warmer, and the evenings became lighter. There were different plants and flowers in the forest, and I saw Felix collecting more vegetables from the garden. During this time, I learned a lot, and every night I repeated again and again all the words and phrases I had noted that day. Sometimes Felix read from stories, and other times he read from different types of books. I started to understand a lot more, and I learned about history, geography, money, big houses and cities, kings, friends, families, and the birth and growth of children, and many other things. I already knew that I looked very different to everyone else. Now, of course, I realized that I had no money and I had no house. And there were lots of difficult questions in my head. Had I ever been a young child? Where were my friends and family? If I was not like these people, what was I? I felt sadder than ever before. Soon after this, I was exploring deep in the forest one night when I found a bag. Inside it were three big books and some clothes. Excited and happy, I brought the bag back to my hut. I spent the next days and weeks studying the books and teaching myself to read. It was hard work, and I did not understand a lot of it, but I really wanted to learn everything I could. It was at that time that I remembered something important. All those months ago, when I first arrived at the little cottage, I had discovered some papers in the pocket of the clothes that I had taken from your laboratory. But now I remembered those papers, and I looked at them again and studied them very carefully. I was shocked by what I read. In them, you described all the things you had done to make me. The whole story of my awful creation was there on the pages for me to read. You wrote that I was horrible and ugly, and you said that I was your biggest mistake. I felt sick when I read it all. After this, I became very depressed. My only hope, I believed, was to try to talk to Felix, Agatha, and their father. If I could tell them my story, perhaps they would understand me and be my friends. I decided that I would spend the next few months getting ready to meet them. I would practice my reading and my speaking, and I would learn everything I could to give myself the best chance. Autumn came and then passed, and I learned more and more each day. Some days I was excited and hopeful when I thought about my plan to meet the small family. Other days I felt miserable and believed that they would hate me and make me leave the cottage. Yet every day my feelings for them grew. I loved watching them as they looked after each other and shared things together. I wanted to feel what they felt. When the winter came again, I decided that I was ready. I had made a plan. I would wait until Felix and Agatha were away from the cottage, and then I would speak to the old man alone. I hoped that, because he was blind, he would be able to listen to me. I wanted him to get to know me without being frightened or shocked by how I looked.